You know, Adam Smith does not get the credit he deserves for putting in place the foundations that became the American system of economics, the free market economics. Free markets create free people. They create freedom. They certainly do. My next guest, Michael LaFave, Senior Director of Fiscal Policy for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Michael, good to have you back.
Good to be back.
So, looking at the index of economic freedom, and I worry about this probably more than the average person because I know that economic freedom is under assault by the socialists every single day. And most people just, you know, blithely go along. To me, it's damn concerning because free markets have created a free America, which has created economic mobility more for this country and the rest of the world than anything previous. And so, therefore, economic mobility and freedom are important. And you have a list of economic climates around the state, don't you?
I do, actually, around the nation. My colleague and I, Dean Stansel, looked at 383 metropolitan statistical areas in the country and adapted an objective set of measures under three major categories for doing so. These involved the amount of government spending at the local area and state, tax burdens at the local area and state, and then local area labor markets. And then we very objectively had our computer distribute scores for each of these MSAs, and then we compared the nation to how Michigan MSAs, 14 of them, did. And the news wasn't good. You know, Midland was the only MSA in the state that had a freedom score that was higher than the average freedom score of MSAs across the country.
And so let's start with, give me a couple of the very top finishers around the country. Who has the most freedom?
Great question. The top, eight of the top 10 MSA scores, the freest MSAs in our report, come out of Florida. The other two are from Texas. The top 16 scores in the country came from Florida and Texas alone. That says a lot. And it
also
dovetails perfectly. The top 16 MSAs, in terms of their economic freedom score, came out of either Florida or Texas. And that dovetails nicely with what other scholars have done in this area looking at the states as a whole. Florida and Texas do very well in those reviews as well. And that's not just, I'm not just tossing that out for a ranking sake. We also looked at this in terms of economic performance. What areas have the lowest unemployment rate? What areas have the fastest employment growth? What areas have the fastest population growth? And we did that by dividing the performance of these MSAs by score into quartiles, and we compared lowest to highest scores. And overwhelmingly, our research found that MSAs with the highest scores outperformed MSAs in the lowest scores in terms of drawing more people to their area, in terms of faster employment growth, and more. And scholars, by the way, have used this type of data in academic settings and peer-reviewed journals and found much of what we found as well.
All right, so let me first back up to what you said about Midland, all right? Midland made the list. Out of 383, where did it land?
It landed about 191 for its overall score,
so,
which was good, but not...
No, it's awful. We don't have one place in the top 20, 50, 100, 150,
not even close. Not even close.
So that's awful. That's an awful performance.
It is, and you know what? To back that up, the Fraser Institute does a state-level analysis of freedom. They have their own objective measures for economic freedom by state, and Michigan is ranked 34th out of 50. So it's a confirming signal that we have a lot of work to do to be a more attractive state and a freer state.
Yeah, so how do we get there? Because obviously what you're telling me is taxes are too high, there's too much government spending, the labor markets are terrible, and the economic performance is well below average across the entire state. The economy stinks.
Right, and I'm glad you asked because the first thing I think lawmakers should do is take an economic Hippocratic oath to first do no more harm. Don't impose more burdens. Practice restraint in your policy decision-making. That would put us ahead of a lot of states who are being aggressively statist. And it will prevent us from digging a deeper hole. You know, in the last couple of years, something like 10 states have flattened their personal income tax codes or cut the income burden that they're imposing on individuals and businesses. So we risk falling behind if we, you know, just take an economic Hippocratic oath and do no more harm against those other states. So what we got to look at is rolling back our personal income tax burden, perhaps our corporate income tax burden. We have to look at restraint in spending. How much of the spending that government does is just a transfer of one group to another, say, just in the corporate welfare department? You know, we have just a handful of corporations raking in hundreds of millions of dollars through just one program, a new one. And that is an ineffective, inefficient transfer of wealth that may actually have negative employment growth, that may actually impact us in a negative way.
The problem is, Michael, is that most of what you just said there, it means nothing to 95% of the people in this country, because people in this country are economically and financially illiterate, completely. Otherwise, we wouldn't have socialists, quite clearly.
Part of the reason organizations like the Mackinac Center for Public Policy exist is to be part of the debate and explain from Adam Smith on down that the research clearly shows that free markets and free people result in happier people, wealthier people, individuals with more opportunity to determine their own destiny, destinies that, you know, have a dynamic effect and create greater human flourishing. Yeah. I know of no index or study that says North Korea's economic policies are the way to go, or Venezuela, or Cuba, or even California, New York.
Well, you know, Gavin Newsom seems to think that they are. Governor Hochul in New York seems to think that they are. Even here, they want more control, more central planning. They want, you know, Germany just put their major, you know, energy company under government control. It's insanity, defined to me. Michael, I'll give you the last word.
The pendulum swings back and forth, but over time, the steady march of human history has shown that people want more freedom and work towards it, and progress is made. We're freer today than we were, according to our own measures, in 1982 here in the state of Michigan. So while we have some bad news to report here in Michigan, we are improving, and if we continue to fight the good fight, we will continue to do so.
Well, hope that the pendulum swinging is not actually a guillotine. That's what I'm hopeful of. All right. Michael Lefebvre, Senior Director of Fiscal Policy for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Michael, thank you as always.
Thank you.
This part of the program, Bribe of the Way, brought to you by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. If you're a Michigan company, there is strength in numbers, my friends. MIChamber.com. MIChamber.com. Great place to be if you're a business. I'll take a break and be back. Don't go anywhere.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million.
Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.